Well, coming up this weekend, September 10th and 11th, the 40th annual Karstens Farm Days at the Karstens 1880 Farmstead there near Shelby. We're going to talk a little bit about what they've got going on here coming up this weekend. Charlie Leaders is helping to coordinate a lot of these events and activities here this weekend. Charlie, how are you? Thank you for the time.
Good. Thank you for calling.
You bet. 40th annual. That's amazing how fast that time has gone.
Yeah, it seems like yesterday we started this. I can't believe we've been doing it 40 years, but we have.
Yeah, are you one of the people who is in from the ground floor?
I've been with, yes, I am. And even when we bought the farm, another guy was the first two to start working on buying the farm to do our own show.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
It was done. Pardon?
No, I was going to say, it's a lot of work over those 40 years to make it what it was to what it is today.
Yeah, it's a lot of time, a lot of volunteer time, but it's worth it.
Well, let's talk about the farm days here this weekend. Will there be many changes from what we've seen in the past?
Not a whole lot of changes. The biggest change we have is our steam shed will not be running, and but we probably will be up and going next year. It'll be due to the fact of a safety factor. So we just decided to not run it this year. But we still have everything that we always did before and probably some added things that happened along the way, you know.
Sure. Well, a lot of the equipment, machinery still there, still running?
Oh, yes, yes. We're thrashing. The sawmill is operating. We have replaced the shed over the sawmill because the wind destroyed our old one, so we put a new one up. the Staley's chicken on Saturday night, and the loom work. The blacksmith shop will be running. Corn pickers will be picking corn, excuse me, and we'll be shelling corn as well.
Okay, a lot of stuff there. Charlie, I'm curious, who gets more kick out of some of the stuff that they see there? The older folks who might remember some of this from their youth, or the youngsters who are wondering, what in the world is this?
It's probably a 50-50 deal because I've run a thrash machine there forever, and a lot of guys come up to me and ask me about the machine and, what year I thought it was built and this and that and the history on it, and I have a lot of history on it. But, and you see the older fellows light up, and they'll be talking among themselves. I remember when we was thrashing at a certain place, and young kids come, and I didn't know they had things like that back in the old days. Well, they weren't old days. It was just 90 years ago or 100.
Yeah, the kids are probably figuring there's an app to do this now.
Yeah. Where do I find this on my phone? Well, you won't.
It's actually good to get them off the phone and get them some experience and see how things used to be done.
Oh, yeah. And, the hands-on, my grandsons, they go over and they haul cobs from the corn sheller and do different things and help pitch bundles into the thrash machine. And, there's something for everybody here if you come and look, And those of us that do the show, we don't get to see the show, but we get to see what we're doing most of the time, and that's fine.
You bet. Well, for those who aren't familiar, and it's hard to believe after 40 years there are a lot of folks that aren't, but the Karstens 1880 Farmstead is located near Shelby. If you come out this weekend, you'll be able to follow the signs. There are plenty of signs to direct you to the location. But the whole point of it is it's a farmstead that was largely preserved like it was in the 1880s. And I know you and the other volunteers have worked hard to maintain that and give folks that authentic feel. But you've also got a pretty good selection of activities and things going on both Saturday and Sunday, right?
Right. There's lots of crafts and farm tours and house tours, food, homemade ice cream. There's a worship service at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, and the flag raising's at 10 o'clock, 9:30 on Saturday, and live entertainment, music, and, anybody that's got any talent can play musical instruments. Most get together with some people, they can come and do that. We have, no limitations.
I see you've got a parade each day.
Yes, we do. 2 o'clock, there's a parade. Excuse me. Feature tractors, J.I. Case, which they will probably go through the parade after the colors and the Legion. And then it'll be anybody that's there wants something to take to the parade, they can do that.
Okay, very good. It's an opportunity for folks to, I guess, maybe bring a lawn chair and kind of relax. There's plenty of shade.
Right, plenty of shade.
Okay, so they can come on out and enjoy and see what's happening there and maybe pick up on some things that they forgot about or maybe never experienced in the first place and see how some of those things go. Dinner, you got some good food?
We do. We have good food Friday night. Friday is actually kids' day, but the folks from the, Friends of the Trail will serve a supper. The Minden Meat Market has a 6:30 Fleshers breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings, and they have a noon meal. And then on Saturday night, 5:30, Staley's Chicken Dinner.
Okay, very good. All things we're familiar with, and we know we're going to get a good quality meal.
You bet.
Price to get in is pretty inexpensive.
Yeah, it's $5 a person a day. So.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to do that anywhere.
You can't do anything for $5 hardly anymore.
And you can bring the kids. 8 and under are free if they come on in with you there, and the kids will be entertained too, right? There are things for the kids to enjoy during the time as well.
Oh yeah, a lot of kids stuff going on. Kids tractor pull, and different things like that, and parade and whatever. And there's lots of entertainment. People just show up and do things and. Plus the schedule. So, yeah, there's interesting things, rope making and all that goes on.
I would guess that there's an opportunity at something like this sometimes for the men to go this way and the ladies to go that way, and everybody goes home happy.
There you go. That's exactly right.
All right. Very good. And for folks who aren't sure, I mentioned it's near Shelby. Can you give them some quick directions on how to find the location?
Yes. From the interstate, Exit 34 at Shelby, go south to the highway, which is Tamarack Road, about 2 miles, stop sign. Take a right and go over hill about three-quarters of a mile to a mile, and you take a right, and that'll take you right up to the farm. And there's a big sign there and a thrash machine setting out by Tamarack Road. It's a short half a mile there.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to miss, honestly, if you get off that exit.
You can't miss it.
That's right. Yep.
Everybody knows where it's going on. So
yep, it's well signed. You'll be able to find what you need. Charlie, is there still room for like vendors or folks who are doing crafting and things like that?
Right. And those of you vendors or crafters, talk to Jackie Hersey at Shelby. And I'm sorry I don't have that number in front of me right now. But, yes, there's room. And you don't have to register tractors until Saturday morning. But you can come anytime. We already got stuff there and hoping for more things to come. That way it don't get so congested Saturday morning.
You bet. All right. Very good. So hopefully folks get a chance to come on out. Those key things, again, there's breakfast both Saturday and Sunday morning at 6:30. You've got lunch available there as well. The parade is at 2 o'clock each day, and plenty of things to see and do throughout the course of the day. And Saturday night, Staley's Chicken Dinner also is always a very popular event. And that trail supper also on Friday evening from 5:30 to 7 for folks who want to come out the day ahead and enjoy some of those activities there. 40th annual Karsten's Farm Days this weekend, September 10th. And 11th over there at the 1880 Farmstead near Shelby. Hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy. Hope the weather's good for you, Charlie. Thank you so much for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.